We have five Wednesdays in this month, and we're going to be talking about God's plan of salvation. And what does that mean? There's five steps that we say that are necessary and needed in order to be a candidate for salvation. And we know that it always begins with hearing. And what does that mean? Well, when we think about hearing, we're talking about audibly hearing, but also understanding. When that information of God's word actually seats into the mind, and when I say seat, S-E-A-T, into the mind, and it causes one to be able to move. And so when I think about God's plan of salvation and hearing the gospel, in Romans 10 and verse number 14 and 15, we see that the Bible demonstrates that it is a beautiful thing when you hear the gospel, when you hear. And so here we understand that the Bible communicates to us, how then shall they call in whom they have not believed, and how shall they believe in whom they have not heard, and how shall they hear without a preacher? How shall they hear? And then it goes on to say how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel or the glad tidings of Jesus Christ. But then you drop down to verse 17, where the Bible says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Not just audibly hearing, but understanding what's being said. And so it caused me to think about how individuals heard in the book of Acts. And so when you think about the Jews in Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through verse number 38, after Peter, by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, we have his lesson, if I can say it that way. His sermon is being recorded, and it's talking about Jesus Christ and how he died. He was raised to sit on David's throne. Next thing you know, in verse 36, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God had made that same Jesus whom you crucified. Now, notice the context. He said, you killed him. He made him both Lord and Christ. When they heard this, they responded to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? So when I think about hearing the gospel, especially in the context of, well, they killed Jesus, Cortland. They killed him. What are we going to do about this? We need to make this right. 3,000 souls understood what they needed to do, and they obeyed the information. They obeyed the message of Jesus Christ. But then you go to Acts 10. And in Acts 10, we find the Gentiles. And you remember it was Cornelius sees, has this vision. He's told to go call upon Peter. Peter, he gets the information. He gets back over to Cornelius. And you get to verses 30 to verse number 33. And, well, Cornelius, Brother Brian, he has all of his household. And they're ready to hear what thus saith the Lord. And Cornelius tells Peter, it is good. You did well to come here. You did well to come. We're all here to hear what God has commanded us. Notice the context. Context, they have the Gentiles. They're about to hear the gospel, which is a fulfillment of Amos 9, 11 through 15. And we find them ready to hear what Peter has to say by way of God. Well, we know the end. They obey the gospel. Can any of these forbid water that these should not be baptized? Through the hearing of the gospel. Here we have the Jews and the Gentiles. They're in the church now. But we can go even further than that. You go to Acts 16. And in Acts 16, verses 11 through verse number 15, we come across, well, Lydia and her household, Brother Evan. And they're at the seaside, and they're worshiping God, offering prayers. And the Bible demonstrates to us that they're hearing what Paul has to say. Hearing? What do you mean by hearing? Well, Paul teaches them. They understood what they needed to do. And the next thing you know, we find Lydia and her household being baptized. Here's the context. Paul, Silas, if you count us to be faithful, stay with us. Not only do we want to hear the gospel and be baptized and be saved, we want to hear more. You know, that ought to tell us something when it comes to hearing the gospel, when we're talking to those who are on the outside of Christ. Perhaps you're not a member of the Lord's church. Well, we want you to hear, but we don't just want you to hear. We want you to understand. And we don't want you to just understand. We want you to want more after you've been baptized into Christ. But I got one more. Acts 18, verse 8. You have Crispus, Sister Bonner, a synagogue ruler. He's about to go against everything. And here we find them, and the Bible literally says that they were hearing, believing, and they were being baptized. The Corinthians. Hold on. There's one thing to hear. You know, there are many people who hear what they need to do. But like the rich young ruler, they go away sorrowful because they have many possessions. But then you have those who hear what they need to do. They understand what they need to do and they act upon what they need to do. So the Corinthians, they heard, they believed, and they were baptized, which demonstrates that if we're going to truly understand the power of the gospel, Romans 1, 16 and 17, and understand that it is the power to save, you need to understand what that gospel is and the power that it has to change your life. Amen. God's word has the power. The gospel has the power to change the life of men. And so I just wanted to demonstrate just those contexts and look at those and go back and look at every time you see someone obeying the gospel, they're hearing, they're understanding, and they're responding, but not all. There are always going to be those that's going to hear and understand and say, I don't want to do that. That's okay too. Why? Because of Mark 16, 15 and 16. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. So just because one hears and understands doesn't mean that it always ends in salvation. Sometimes it ends in them being condemned because of the gospel. Maybe you're not a child of God. We want you to consider, next week we're going to talk about believe, and what does that mean? But we want you to consider understanding the power of the gospel and understanding that Jesus suffered, bled, and died on the cross according to 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 8, for the remission of our sins. But it's not just that, because Philip in Acts 8 and verse number 12, he did something very powerful. What did he preach? Leon, he preached the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. So it's not enough just to believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God and that he was raised from the dead. You have to understand the church, the Lord's church, the church of Christ. Why? Because they go hand in hand. Christ suffered, bled, and died for his church. And that's part of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. You're not a child of God. We want you to consider. You've heard the gospel. Maybe you're a child of God. You need special prayer. So you can have the confidence to actually get people. Well, let me take that back. Have the confidence to actually go and talk to people and get them to at least hear what the gospel is saying. As we stand and as we sing our Savior's invitation.